Thanks, Sinead. It's 8 minutes past eight. Time now for Donna Stoyle's second look at this morning's newspapers.
Yet another Dublin versus Mayo decider is how the Irish Sun describes the Green Party's leadership contest. That's between Pippa Hackett, who has lived in Offaly for more than 20 years, but is originally from Mayo, and Roderick O'Gorman, who is from Mulhuddart in Dublin. The leadership contest is the main story for the Irish Times. The paper reckons that Roderick O'Gorman has taken an early lead in terms of public endorsements from the party's elected representatives as the contest shapes up as a showdown with one other candidate, Pippa Hackett. There's plenty of advice for the party on the Times letters page and much appreciation of the departing leader, Eamon Ryan. Kate Gleeson of Dublin 9 writes that he has been the leading voice in alerting Ireland to the reality of climate change and the need to act now to prevent a disastrous future for the planet. Ryan was one of the most honourable of people in our public life, says John Glennon of Hollywood, County Wicklow. History will be kind to him, says Michael Deasy of Bandon, County Cork. The Irish Examiner's front page picture is from Bandon. Chani Anderson's photograph shows Bridie O'Mahony, a local woman aged 97, with the TV presenter Graham Norton, no age given. Norton was back in his hometown to unveil the Making Meaning of COVID artwork, an intergenerational memorial which was made by clients of the HSE's Bandon Daycare Centre. The Irish Independent reports that Dolores Cahill, who was a professor at UCD's School of Medicine for many years, is suing the college, seeking various declarations. Shane Phelan writes that Ms. Cahill's employment at UCD ended in 2021, after she emerged as a prominent conspiracy theorist during the COVID pandemic, repeatedly making false and misleading claims about the virus. Among her claims was that children who wore face masks would have a lower IQ as their brains were being starved of oxygen. The Independent's front page photograph by Frank McGrath is of Blawnad Raleigh. Catherine Fegan has a long interview with her in which Ms. Raleigh speaks about the profound effect which an attack on her by rugby player Johnny Moran has had. Moran was convicted by a 12-person jury in April of rape and aggravated sexual assault. And this week, Ms. Raleigh waived her right to anonymity, the paper says. The Examiner, like the Independent, leads with the prospect of industrial action at Aer Lingus. Kiernan Brennan reports in the Examiner that Aer Lingus bookings with travel agents have dropped by almost a third in 24 hours since pilots upped the ante in their industrial dispute with airline management. Dozens of flights will have to be cancelled, says the Independent, reporting that there is little hope of a swift solution to the impasse between the airline and pilots over pay. The Times says that Aer Lingus has confirmed that it could ask rival airlines to carry passengers whose flights are cancelled. The Sun, the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror all lead with the seizure of James Mago Gately's home in Coolock, Dublin, in a raid by the Criminal Assets Bureau. The Times front page picture is headlined Peace-Loving Partnership. The words are in inverted commas, and the photograph by AFP via Sputnik shows Russia's President Vladimir Putin and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un before a wreath-laying ceremony in Pyongyang yesterday. Kim's Putin on a show, says the Sun headline. The Irish Daily Mail reports that a crackdown on people entering this country without passports has resulted in 100 prosecutions this year. No one chooses to be a refugee, writes Diane Ihirwe in a column in The Times. She is a senior associate with the UN Refugee Agency in Ireland who came to Ireland when she was 16 seeking asylum. Refugees are your neighbours, she says. They are working in your healthcare system or local cafe. They are your children's friends. They are me.
John S. Doyle, 12 minutes past eight, and we'll be back with Paul Reynolds with news of a fatal stabbing in Finglas right after the break.